This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the MHA Energy Expo 2018, Newtown, North Dakota, to the Four Bears Casino and Event Center. And we are really looking forward to our broadcast today on the program. Kathy Nessa just walked in. She's speaking at 10 o'clock this morning. And there are a whole host of folks that have been here and will be here as part of this. I just sent a note to Mark Fox, the chairman of the MHA Nation, and said, come on by and see us. So we hope to see him as well before we're done today. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here as well. I love the story of how energy development has transformed the lives. You know, set aside, okay, how much money do I make? Did I start a business? Did I sell a lot of stuff? Put that aside, okay? That's prosperity that comes from good hard work, right? And also some blessings from above. But set that aside, because, you know, some people look at the trucks they can buy now. Look at the hoses they can buy now. That you can't take any of that with you. I'm talking about people who, you know, maybe 10 years ago were destined for, just a tough life. And, unemployment in the Native American community nationwide is big. I forget the number. I should look for the number more recently here in the state, but it's usually double digits, well into double digits, statewide, even in North Dakota, a place with very low unemployment, right? And if you look at where energy development is in North Dakota on the reservations, that number is way down there. I mean, way down there. So that is just wonderful. It really is. It's so neat, and it's generational, because it's kids who see a mom and a dad doing things differently than their mom and dad did, and very productive and having opportunity and everything else. It's awesome. It really is. It really is a great story. You know, there's always going to be battles about where you draw this line and who gets how much of this extraction tax and all that. This just comes with life. And, you know, all that'll sort itself out between the legislature and the elected leaders in our government. But I just think it's a great story that doesn't very often get told. This is what bugs me about media. I'll give you a quick example. So Donald Trump comes to Fargo not long ago, right? The whole world knew about it, right? Because Donald Trump can't go anywhere without having coverage. I mean, literally, the cable channels with live coverage from Fargo, North Dakota. People pour in from all over the place. Way more people outside than inside, right? And they're staying at hotels, they're eating in restaurants, they're coming to Fargo for the first time, they're soaking it all in, right? And over at the newspaper, they sit in a huddle and they say, okay, Donald Trump's coming to town. What should be the story? Well, how much is this costing the city for their security? I wonder how much money this is costing us for him to come in. What are they going to pay overtime for law enforcement? Let's find out. Yeah, you get on that. You go get it, okay? And they don't want to look to be the ones that are doing it, so then they say, hey, the mayor, what is it? Oh, he doesn't know. The police department knows it. I'll call them. They put a headline in the paper. Mayor wants to know security of the cost of the Trump trip. No, the mayor didn't want to know. You wanted to know. And then they drum up some number, and they say it's $105,000 is what it cost. And then make cartoons making fun of Kevin Cramer, saying, laughingstock of the taxpayers footing the bill for your trip from Trump, right? And then the mayor and the police department go, wait a minute, no. The overtime cost is the only thing, only cost that is above what we would have had anyway. So actually the number is $10,000. Oh, more fake news. But see, rather than decide to talk to people who come to Fargo from all over to see Donald Trump, they decide to cook up a story about the expense of it, because that's their inherent bias. It's no different than what I just talked about here, with the fact that I'm at the MHA Energy Expo today, and lives have been transformed all around me. I thought about that today as I drove in from beautiful you know, just up and down Highway 8 there from Stanley, and oh my gosh. And I'm seeing people all over the place out walking and, you know, earbuds in and everything else. I think, how is their life different? Now, how is their life different? And how will their kids' lives be different? This is just, it's generational. And, you know, it's so easy to get wrapped up in the minute and just see the headlines, the TikTok, and forget about it. And our media is partially responsible because they're cheerleading bad news. They want to tear it down. Do they want to talk about how many lives have been transferred in a positive way? In MHA Nation because of energy development? No. You know what they want to talk about? They want to talk about, oh, crime went up 2% over here. Well, no kidding. The population went up 20%, right? I mean, they got to find the negative in it because they dislike fossil fuels, generally. They're a part of the extreme environmental movement, a la the DAPL movement, who they covered very favorably, right, rather than objectively. So this is just a unfortunately long way of telling you, buyer beware of what you consume in the way of quote-unquote news. Buyer beware. Be very, very cautious. Be very, very cautious. And I'm going to play you in a moment an example of that. Tucker Carlson last night. I was driving from Granora to Stanley to get ready for today's broadcast. And caught Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News. And, you know, I might get Tucker's show one day out of 10. Bits and pieces here and there. But I do appreciate the fact that he doesn't talk to people who agree with him. He talks to people who don't agree with him, and he has, you know, interesting conversations with them. But yesterday he had a guy on that I'd never heard of before, but evidently was some world-renowned expert on Russia and a professor, and asked him for his take on the whole Trump flap. And there again, go back to a newsroom. Why not have a newsroom that says, okay, let's, you know, people are freaking out over what Donald Trump said, looking to be maybe favoring Russia or believing Russia over our own intelligence. Why don't I get a couple of Russian experts, maybe one that agrees and one that doesn't agree, to talk about who's been tougher on Russia? Who's thrown sanction after sanction that has done real damage to their economy because of their actions? Obama didn't. Trump did. Do you know that? Only if you pay very close attention to a lot of your own due diligence do you know that. Because the media is not about to tell you that story. So we live in a perilous time, folks, where a lot of the news sources out there cannot be trusted. And I'm not some conspiracy theorist on this. I'm giving you real examples of it. And it comes in many forms. It just isn't, you know, I'm going to tell you this instead of that. Which is a big part of it, because that's an inherent bias in deciding the examples. What are we going to cover? You can there's a form of fake news in that as well, because you're not giving the full picture. Journalism's dead. It's absolutely dead. We have newsrooms populated with activists who should run foundations or go on mission trips, both of which are noble endeavors. Get out of journalism. If you're not in journalism, to tell a factual story about what's right, what's wrong, what's black, what's white, here's the facts, you decide, then get into a different line of work. Please. And do it sooner rather than later. So a couple of my thoughts. I always welcome yours at 800-228-0550. I haven't even greeted Todd the Radio God Mitchell yet to tell him good morning. How are you, Todd?
Hey, just fine, you?
I'm doing good. It's the 18th of July today, and it feels like we're kind of, you know, turning that corner, right? August closer than June, and, you know what's after August, and you're reading my mail here, right? We've got not a lot of summer left, but we kind of found a sweet spot here with this weather. It's very nice, so that's kind of cool. By the way, since I just mentioned it's July 18th, I reminded that my friend, one of North Dakota's greatest citizens, Fred Evans, has a birthday today. I don't know how old Fred is. He doesn't look a day over 39. So I couldn't exactly tell you. But I know this. He's young at heart and young at spirit. And the most optimistic man I know. Really is. Good, God-fearing, freedom-loving, hard-working patriot that has done a whole lot. One of our great oil and gas experts. But better than that, a great father and a great husband to the wonderful Joyce. So we wish Fred Evans a happy birthday today. And if you know Fred, do me a favor. Don't tell him how you found out, but just, you know, tell Fred happy birthday. That'd be a nice thing to do today. We'd tell him happy birthday. And everybody else who has a birthday on July 18th. Any famous birthdays today, Todd? Like Todd the Radio God or anybody I'm forgetting?
I don't keep up on that list.
Fred's famous. I don't either. I think that's a kind of a FM morning show thing, right? Yeah. Today's birthdays are, did you know?
If you have a birthday today, you share it with so-and-so and so. Yeah, it's like, yeah, unless it's exactly somebody that's got some milestone birthday, you know. If some silver screen star is 100, okay, that's probably worth mentioning, right? But
yeah,
who cares that so-and-so's 38 or 27 or whatever?
We have Congressman Kevin Cramer on the show today. Full hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Talk about that. Vice President Mike Pence will be in Grand Forks next week. We'll get all the details on that. Another visit of the Vice President, so that'll be fun. And also some of the folks from the MHA Energy Expo joining us as well. Live at the Four Bears Casino and Event Center today. On What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Since you wanted to know who had birthdays today, celebrating his 79th, Mr. Dion DiMucci, a.k.a. Dion.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Newtown today at the MHA Energy Expo. That continues final day today. Started actually yesterday, but a great event here. There's also the North Dakota Petroleum Council Bakken Fishing Derby that's going on today. And then tomorrow we're in Twin Buttes, don't forget. Thanks to everybody that came up and said hello. In fact, I got to get my pictures up. I had all kinds of folks come up and talk about listening to the program. Appreciate that very much. And we will be in Twin Buttes. 2 o'clock for the information session. And, of course, 4 o'clock, the free barbecue, the live music, all the fun tomorrow. Don't miss it. Cookfest is so much fun. The free stuff people take away with the great food. The barbecue is incredible. It's unbelievable. And you know what? I'm so into the ribs now. I am counting the days until August 10th. And the Best of the West Rib Fest in Watford City. 15th annual Best of the West Rib Fest in Watford. We're going to be broadcasting live right downtown Main Street. I've been to many Rib Fests. My buddy T.J. Russell and I from Cloverdale were up there 1 year, doling out all kinds of Cloverdale goodies. And this year I'll be hanging out with the folks from MineralTracker.com. Have you got that app yet, by the way? Get the app. If you have minerals, you got to have a mineral tracker. Anyway, we'll be there, and the VIP tent is back. There's a great concert on Main Street. Ribs, 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 and a lot of fun in Watford. Busy place right now, Watford City. A lot going on, and, of course, it has the most beautiful place on earth. That is the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park, so pretty darn cool. Okay, back on the program, and let's see here. I promised you I would play you a clip from Tucker Carlson's show last night. I'd never heard of this guy, Stephen Cohen, but evidently he's an American scholar, professor emeritus of Russian studies at Princeton University and New York University. Very well renowned. Okay, very well renowned. And he's on with Tucker Carlson last night, and Tucker said, I don't know that anybody's ever given a 2-minute answer to a question on Tucker's show, because that's not cable TV, right? It's sound bites, quick, quick, quick. But this was so good, he let him go. And this is all about, obviously, Donald Trump's trip to Helsinki and the conversation with Russia and how Trump's doing and the blowback, if you will, from his comments there. Roll that, Todd.
For 75 years, the President of the United States, beginning with Roosevelt, has met the leader of the Kremlin. Beginning with Eisenhower in the atomic age, the main purpose was to avoid war with Russia. Right now, we are in a new Cold War fraught with hot war from Ukraine to the Baltic region to Syria. President Trump did not have a choice. He had to go, as his predecessors did, to meet with the leader of the Kremlin, Putin. And he did. We don't know exactly what they decided. We will learn. But never, never, not only in my lifetime or history, as a president coming back from doing his duty to avoid war with Russia, been greeted with this pornography passing as news analysis and commentary. He is literally being called traitorous, treasonous. And I don't know what we're going to do, because if we can't discuss the issue, how can we think about our policy? But there is a good piece of news, and I'll state it quickly. Ever since the Soviet Union ended, relations with Russia have gotten worse and worse, and now we are where we are. And we ask ourselves, why did that happen? Communism is gone, the Soviet Union is gone. And the answer here is always, it's an orthodoxy, it's biblical. You can't dissent from it without being accused of being pro-Kremlin. The answer is, Russia's to blame. Putin's to blame. The United States has done nothing wrong. And now, the President of the United States has said something absolutely heretical. He said it first in a tweet and then after the meeting with Putin. And it was very simple, but it was profoundly true. He said, we have bad relations today because both sides are to blame. And I think that's what underlies their fury at him, that he has become a heretic in the American policy system. He has challenged the fundamental axiom yes. of American foreign policy for 25 years.
Pretty incredible what you just heard there, folks. That's pretty incredible. I mean, his description of the dust up and what's happened, just phenomenal. There's one other clip. Tucker Carlson asked him, can you just help us understand what, you know, the American people need to know what we have in the way of a foe with Russia? What are the consequences here of not getting this right? Here's what he said.
All right, leave this Russiagate aside, because I can't find a fact to support it. What President Trump has done, and in this regard, though I didn't vote for him, I say three cheers for President Trump. He has said, look, we are in a dangerous situation with Russia, and it's not that just Russia that's to blame. We are to blame. We did wrong-headed things back in the 90s. And since, what we need to do, this is me speaking now, having acknowledged that, is have a discussion of where our policy toward Russia went wrong. First under Clinton, then under Bush, then under Obama. It is a fully bipartisan, but what Trump has given us, if the media would allow him, is an opportunity to rethink. And if you don't rethink, how do you get policy right? And if you don't get policy right, we are talking about war.
That is, once again, in case you missed it earlier, Stephen Cohen, and again, by all accounts, one of the foremost scholars who's done this for decades on Russia, professor emeritus of Russian studies at Princeton and New York University, and this American scholar. That's journalism, ladies and gentlemen. That's journalism. Not running around like your hair is on fire. Because, you know, Donald Trump said, you know, would instead of wouldn't. And even if Donald Trump said what he said, what people screw up, he's human, he's going to, you move on. It doesn't remove the fact, and this is what the media misses, on the incredible amount of real consequential actions by the Trump administration in just a better than a year and a half compared to all of Obama's eight and Bush's eight. If you're a journalist, that's called news. That's worthy of a story. But, you know, I know some people tire of President Trump and the incessant battles. I hear a lot. Oh, I just wish he'd tweet a little less, or could he just, you know, kind of dial it back a little bit or whatever. I always say, well, you know, why would he do anything differently than what brought him there? But he's in a battle. He needs to do that. What he's doing with the media is a service to all of us. It's exposing corruption. These people aren't journalists. They're activists. Again, be missionaries. Go run a nonprofit. Change the world in any number of ways, but don't purport to be a journalist and take out your disdain on Donald Trump and then kick it out as quote-unquote journalism. Please. Please, 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 please. All right, more on What's on Your Mind after this time out. I thought you'd like that. I did. I just can't believe it. Got a bunch of texts to get to and a couple calls, so we'll do that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
President Trump speaking at the White House yesterday amid a firestorm from both sides of the aisle about remarks he made while he was standing next to the Russian President Vladimir Putin following their one-on-one meeting in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Also yesterday, the president said he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. He also had more to say in an interview last night on Fox News.
I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. Getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
This is USA Radio News.
A new survey by Michelin North America reveals 42% of teens in seven major U.S. cities are driving with unsafe tire tread and 40% with improper tire pressure. And according to the CDC, car crashes are still the number one killer of teens in the U.S. To address this serious issue and motivate teens to check their tires, Michelin, in partnership with the FIA, the governing body of motorsports, has launched the Street Tread Contest, offering teens a chance to win a limited edition sneaker created in collaboration with youth culture brand Vans. How it works? Teens must prove their street tread, share a photo showing that they know how to check a tire's tread depth using a penny, and or know how to check the tire pressure, and tag hashtag Street Tread Contest on Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter. Visit beyondthedrivingtest.com/street tread to enter and learn more. And don't forget to check your tire pressure and tread depth at least once a month.
Never, not only in my lifetime or history, has a president coming back from doing his duty to avoid war with Russia been greeted with this pornography passing as news analysis and commentary. He is literally being called traitorous, treasonous. And I don't know what we're going to do, because if we can't discuss the issue, how can we think about our policy? But there is a big
phenomenal. That is absolutely phenomenal right there, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible. It really is. I mean, I was cheering out loud, pumping my fist in the air in the middle of Battleview, North Dakota, after hearing that. It's like, you know, never in my lifetime has a president been treated with so much, you know, in his use of the term pornography, in the sense of what, you know, the media is doing to distort the facts, is unbelievable.
That was really a word I was not expecting to hear today.
No, I mean, and I'm just like, I didn't know what the guy's going to say. I'm just hanging on every word here, because here's this Russian expert, this pro, and no, it was pretty incredible. Pretty incredible for sure. Hey, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And every Wednesday, we get to find one of the great deals they have on the lot and tell you about it. And they have two stores, Bismarck, Valley City. We have a vehicle in Valley City today, a deal you won't believe. Another one-owner local trade, of course it is, one-owner local trade. I say that about every week. Sharp SUV with a paint cup color that people are really going gaga for right now. That's right, crazy about it. It's a 2015 GMC Yukon XL, the SLT package, all the goodies, midnight metallic color. It has that amethyst. It's the same as a flower. I can never say it, but you know what I'm talking about. Todd is in charge of the colors here. Do you say amethyst?
Amethyst.
That's Y-S-T. Amethyst.
Amethyst. There you go.
That's a word nobody should have to say.
It's my birthstone, so of course I'm going to know that one.
Okay. Beautiful color, too. And a little hint of purple on a nice gray tone. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, only 23,000 miles. One-owner trade from Fargo, sunroof, quad leather seats, trailer package, 20-inch chrome wheels. You're waiting right now to say, okay, all right, what would that be? By the way, if that was on the lot new, $70,000. Priced at $47,900, but if you tell them Scott sent you, another $1,000 off at $46,784. And, of course, they have the free Yeti coolers with every purchase, too, at Pucklich right now. So that's another great deal. Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com to see at North Dakota's home for Chevy. Back on What's on Your Mind, Roger in Fargo. Going to draw a quick comment, and then I'm going to chat with our guest here in beautiful
Newtown,
North Dakota.
I just wanted to say thanks for taking my call, but you're never going to get the truth out of the media, because at this point they can't distinguish their opinion from the truth. It's so much ideology, they really don't know the difference. But I'm fine with that, because while it may not be pushing people toward the Republican Party, it's certainly pushing people away from the Democrats, and they will lose votes on this.
I just don't see the business model in it. I really don't. Again, I think it's more, and this is where I think Donald Trump has done the nation a service. He's taken it on. I mean, Republicans, And Republican presidents, Republican leaders have bemoaned this forever. And it isn't just nationally. I gave you an example of Fargo Forum earlier today and how they covered the Trump visit to Fargo. I mean, it's everywhere. But I think they are basically allowing their newsrooms with so much bias and so much of an agenda to destroy the entire business model. That's what's going on. If we are so close to war with Russia, why does Trump dump on NATO? Not dumping on NATO. This is, again, a mainstream media faction. What he's doing is asking NATO to pay its fair share. And other presidents have asked the exact same thing, but didn't do anything about it when they didn't act on that. So, again, there's another disservice that's been done to you in the media. And somebody else asked a very important question. When is Ribfest in Watford? I was talking about that a moment ago. But I maybe said the date a little too quick. August 10th. Friday, August 10th. Best of the West Ribfest in Watford City. Back to more of your calls and your texts in a moment. But first, we're joined by today's keynote speaker at the MHA Energy Expo 2018, Kathy Nesson. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Nice to see you, as always. Saw you just yesterday in beautiful Granora. That was something, wasn't it?
Granora was great. Loved it. A great crowd. Great questions at our education seminar. So that's the part I love. I love to see the feedback, and I just say that we have such a savvy group of people in North Dakota who get it, who really ask the questions and turn out for these events and learn.
Yeah. Speaking of the media, they can come and learn from the people because they ask great questions, and you know, there's good answers, and that's fun, and they access to you and other industry leaders, Lynn Helms, Ron Ness, is really unprecedented. So I hope folks take advantage of this. One more to go tomorrow in Twin Buttes. And Kathy will be at a Federal Reserve Board meeting, since she serves in many ways. But other experts will be there, and it's just a good opportunity to do a little Q&A. So those are just great fun to see, folks. I think often of the million-barrel celebration that you did up at your facility, and same kind of thing, just the barbecue and a lot of people there, and there's a lot of enthusiasm for this industry in the state, isn't there?
There really is. And today we're here in Newtown, and what a gorgeous facility this is, isn't it? I mean, this is beautiful. But my thing is let's stay to the facts. Your prior caller was asking a question about the sway, the opinion, everything that goes into it. I'm here to stay with the facts. Let's get the information out there, understand it, and then people can make up their mind how they want to work with or not with this industry. But we benefit so beautifully from the resources and the natural resources that we have here in North Dakota. It's just so important that people understand the truth and make up their minds.
Yeah, I happen to think there's a business model waiting for somebody just to get into the media business of literally just facts.
What a novel approach.
Right, because journalism today is not that anymore. It really isn't. It just like you say, facts and just, like a fact sheet. Okay, here are the actual stats and facts that you need to know about any particular situation. I use this example. I'm curious what you think of this, Kathy, but I mean, where we are, the MHA Nation, the people that have been impacted, mm-hmm. The lives and generational change because of opportunity to own a business, to have a great job, to provide for your family. Your kids see you do that. The ripple effect that is amazing, and there are tons of stories about it, right?
There are.
Of people that have done it. Is that the story that's told by the media, who has that available to them to tell? Or is it one of, crime's up 2%, never mind the fact population's up 20%, right? Or find some negative. That's what is in my mind a disservice to the public right now, because it's in choosing what are we going to report on, what are we going to do, and that's where they've lost their way. Because I'm inspired. I mean, I can't drive across that bridge and see people walking back and forth and think, how is their life different now because of what's going on here than it was 10 years ago? That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
It's very incredible, and it's so impressive. Part of what I'm going to do this morning, I'll give a little heads up here, a little surprise at the end of my my presentation, is offer an internship to a young student, hopefully a tribal member, who will be able to work along with me and learn the geology and the engineering of this, and take it 2 weeks in August, and just literally let's get at working together. We have tribal experts. We have industry experts here. We have to come together to, and I say that we're stronger working together. That's part of, you know, getting the truth out there, the facts out there, educate our young people. We have a beautiful commodity in this oil and natural gas that, you know, fuel our nation and our tribe and our reservation. But we also need to, you know, bring the next generation into this and get them involved. These are smart, savvy individuals. And I just love being part of it.
Great idea. By the way, if you have a question or comment for Kathy, we have a few minutes left here. Certainly welcome your calls. 258-0550 is what I was trying to say. 258-0550, or you can text me at 701-367-2054. What else will you talk about today?
Well, we're going to do the basics. We want to get through the, you know, geology basics, how we do these wells. But I always, you know, really like to say, what's new? What's going on? What's the new technology? And it's not just in the drilling. You know, what are the new, you know, trends in the completion, and where are we going with the production side of this? You know, when we talk about, if you look at the number of wells that potentially will be drilled in the basin versus the number of wells we've drilled so far, taking Lynn Helms' numbers and his comments from up at Granora, we're about a quarter of the way through. We might be, you know, quarter to a third of the way is all we are. We have a long stretch ahead of us and a lot of work to do. So part of my message is how do we continue to improve upon that? Because I will bet one thing, we will be doing it better, smarter, faster, more efficient tomorrow than we are today.
And a quarter way through with today's technology.
That's a great point, Scott. That's with today's technology. We learn a better way to extract this oil, and we are still in the 8 to 10% recovery factor. Think about that. That means 90% of the oil is still left underground with the technology we're using today.
How much, when you talk about, okay, we've drilled that, now come back and do enhanced oil recovery with it, which obviously EERC is studying and the industry is doing, EOG has done, you know, world-leading, you know, testing and different trials on this as well. I mean, is this for real? Do you see you've seen plenty of promising ideas come along. And not necessarily turn into anything. Do you think this one does?
Absolutely. The technology and the work and the research and development that is being done at the EERC is phenomenal. You're right. EOG has some great, but so does Liberty and so does Hess Corporation. And these companies have some incredibly innovative ways to move forward. And you are right. When we talk about we're a third of the way or a quarter of the way into this work, that's the way we're doing it today. Add new technology to it, and we may only be, you know, a fraction, a tenth of the way into what the potential work is here in North Dakota.
Terry and Bismarck for Kathy. We are really short on time, Terry. Sorry, I wasn't watching the clock.
Okay,
very well,
I'll make it real quick. Our granddaughter is part Native American. She belongs to the MHA. And because of what your industry has done, oh, my God, she's going to college just about fully paid through MHA for gerontology. And without your industry, she could have never gone, ever.
Awesome. I am so thrilled to hear that, because you know what you have brought up there is it's not just about the industry in oil and gas. It is all the support that goes along with it. There is a beautiful young lady, tribal member, who is getting a great education as a bonus of this industry.
And the beautiful thing about Terry's story, and thank you for sharing it, Terry, sorry we had to cut it a little
bit
short. I'd love to hear more details, is it's not unique. There are so many others like it. It's so incredible. That's what we ought to focus on. Kathy, thanks a bunch. Good to see you. You bet. Take care. Okay. Kathy Nesset with us on What's on Your Mind. More after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them.
Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You fired up in the time.
Martha Reeves, Martha and the Vandellas, is 77 today.
So now we're doing birthday songs, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, you started it. I was never even going to look to see who was on the list.
Exactly right. We did that because earlier today we mentioned my friend Fred Evans had a birthday today. So we said, who else has a birthday? Pretty soon it's Dion, and now it's Martha. What's Martha, sorry, how much?
77.
All right, Martha. Way to go. Brought to you today by our friends at the North Coast Safety Council, a private nonprofit in workforce safety and insurance. We do a safety training spotlight here on the program where we tell you about things that are coming. Driver safety training. Now, that's a big one. Parents, get this. Half of all teens will be involved in a car crash before graduating from high school. So you have two teenagers at home. One of them are going to be in a crash before graduating from high school. That's just the odds. So if you have a young driver, one way to prevent against that is the Alive at 25 course. North Coast Safety Council does. Basics, but well done. Teaching the teen how to make safe, respectful, legal driving decisions. It complements driver's ed, so focuses on laws and vehicle handling, and this is an add-on to that. Behavior, judgment, tools for making positive choices, and the course qualifies for an insurance discount and point reduction in North Dakota. So how about that? If you need a point reduction, your insurance bill's going up, do this. And the insurance discount for teens makes a difference because that's spendy. The bottom line, this is about reducing crashes and fatalities. Simple as that. Bismarck, July 29th. The deadline is coming up next week, the 24th. Fargo, August 12th. Registration deadline for that, August 7th. Go to ndsc.org. Click the training icon. We're saving lives with the safety training spotlight, and I love it. And, by the way, the State Farm has sponsored two upcoming courses, so you can register your teen for only $20. It's normally $55. And you qualify for that vehicle insurance discount I told you about. So it's a really good deal. NDSC.org. Click the training icon. Fuller is next. Fuller's in West Fargo. What's on your mind, Fuller?
Hi there, Scott. What a treat to know we have a mutual friend in the everlasting Fred W. Evans. I did not know his birthday was today. I met him about 60 years ago. The fall of 62, we were deer hunting. He was freshly married, maybe weighed 120 pounds, slim as a slat, hard as iron. Any deer hunt, you know, has got to have a session of reconnoitering. We were at his mother's place. She poured some coffee that was so black. And I happened to be sitting next to the sink, and I turned around and put a little water in it. Well, we got back in the pickup, and the guy said, you know, I know you're new here, but Hazel's pretty touchy about the strength of her coffee. I don't think we better do that, but I've been wanting to do it for a long time. So, we met Fred Joyce when they were a little... It was just a treat. Their arms were open. The prairie was wide. I'd never seen so much country like that. And we've had a good time for all these years. So, attaboy to Fred Evans. They've come through some dry times, but he's a hard worker, and he made it happen.
Yeah, incredible. With a whole lot of faith. And it is. You're exactly right. I mean, there were some tough times there where they just – persevered, and that's great. Love that story, Fuller. Thanks so much for sharing, and call us again, okay? Take care. I love the coffee story. I love it. Let's see what else we got here. Some texters. Let's get your texts in. Energy conference at Four Bears. Curious, did everyone forget about their role in the DAPL protest already? Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, but basically the people here are people like WPX, One Oak, Liberty, Enerplus, Crestwood, you know, Bruin. These are people that obviously work with the folks on the tribe every day, so they certainly didn't forget that. I was disappointed that there were a couple of buses, but I think there was a whole lot more leadership out of Mark Fox during that time than there was Pylon. They were careful about how they brought it up, and you know, you could tell they were being, you know, respectful of a different tribe, but. I remember hearing some things at some conferences that were not too bad there. So, but you know, everybody's accountable for their decisions for sure. Scott, how can you support a traitor who believes Putin over us in intelligence? A vote for a Republican is a vote for Putin. You know, that is the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I really think it proves how inept the left has become. You're caught in a web, and you don't even realize. Try attracting people to your side with that kind of viewpoint. It's ridiculous. You know, unbelievable. You only give negative news about the Democratic Party, so what's the difference? Then I suppose the fake news things. Two important differences. One, give me something positive to report. Okay? Give me something positive to report, and I'm happy to do it. And this phone is available to every single listener anytime. These lines. Okay? So. Lay it on me. Number two, what I do is opinion. Okay? It's analysis. It's not journalism. It's not, you know, we present a lot more facts, I would argue, than, you know, are presented in journalism today because they're so biased. But I'm not a journalist. I'm not like a newspaper or a TV newscast. That's something completely different. I give you my opinion. You could agree and disagree, and I welcome you to do either. Scott, they're worried about how much Trump costs to come to North Dakota, but they're not smart enough to put $2 million worth of furniture and audio equipment into City Hall because they forgot. No, they are not slick and tricky. These are people who are not worried about the cost, just hating. Interesting. Congressman Kevin Cramer takes your calls next.
This is a program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.